Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kif Chof Aleph. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud. Back in the Mishnah on Kif Yid Zayin Amud Beis, when we started this exciting parak of Oyreb HaRoitzif, we said that LL is also mitzdarif for purposes of a Shir Kebeya for Tumas Oichlin. Aha. What is LL? So we learned in the Mishnah, Rashi says, the Gemara Mefarish. So Baruch Hashem, we've come now to the Gemara, which is Mefarish. Vus is the Elel that is mitzdarif to Basar for purposes of Tumas Oichel. Talk to him on my Elel. Vus is Basar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, this is Martika. Rish Lakish Omar, Basar Shepoltosoi Sakin. The Vus is the Rabbi Yochanan, Vus is the Martika. Tap Rashi, Martika. Gid Hashedra Bahatzavar. A Gid is a sinew. Hashedra of the spinal column. Bahatzavar of the neck. Vurochav, it's wide. Vulovan, it's white. Koshim Oidin is very hard. The Kurin Oisoi, Yibul. That's a fancy name called Yibul. Anyway, those are the Martika. Martika is a hard sinew, which is in the back of the neck and part of the spine. It's a hard thing. And the Gemara is going to later on call it that it's like an eitz. It's like a piece of wood. In other words, it's basically what we would call inedible. The Kenes Nish Esen, the Kenes Nish Kai. Boom. It's not mummish bone, but it's similar to a mummy. According to the art scroll, this is the very hard sinew of the neck and spine, i.e. means that is, the cervical ligament. Good. Anyway, it's a cervical ligament, and it's hard as a rock. Or the Gemara is going to say it's hard as a piece of eight, as hard as a piece of wood. Shoit. On its own, nobody in their right minds would ever go and eat from it. And therefore, on its own, it's not an oichel, but tumas oichel. However, if it's attached to a piece of flesh, and you're eating the flesh, you might go and squeeze it in, and you might go and chew it up together instead of spitting it out. You would chew it together. Similar to like a grape pits that, although you don't really want the pits, but if they're there, no, you swallow it.
So it's only for an nekeva animal, being the cervical?
Cervical is only.
You mean like cervix?
No, that's not.
Okay.
Cervical is on the spinal column. There are different regions.
Vertebrae,
but different regions. One is called the cervix, and one is called the
lumbar spine, sacral spine.
Yeah, this is not like that. Lumbar.
Lumbar and sacral.
Lumbar, sacral. There's a whole bunch.
Okay, it's a narva.
Yeah, no problem. And it had nothing to do with wood. Anyway, getting back to Martika, this is something which is inedible, but it's mitzdarif to an ochel. Means that you have the flayer. Flayer is the person who is removing the hide or the skin from the animal. And as he does it with a knife, and he does it very carefully. But every now and then, he skips over a little piece of meat here and there. For any of you that have ever peeled potatoes, you know that sometimes you do a better job and sometimes you do a worse job and you have a little piece of potato stuck. Sometimes it's big enough that you want to go and crotch it out, and sometimes you just leave it. So, same type of thing over here. You have little pieces of meat which are attached to the skin. On their own, they don't have much of a chashivas. However, if you go and add it to other ochlin, you can go mitzaref to the shir kebeya for purposes of tumas ochlin in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask a little bit further down, if it's an ochel, which it is, it's meat. So then, why do you need to mitzdarif it to other oichlin if you just have a kebeya of these basish and potosei sakin alone? It should be enough to go and be mekabotum. Elamai, if the person is mevatel it, so how does it help that you go and add it to something else? Which we'll see in the Gemara another 10-15 lines more about this. But in the meantime, the Gemara wants to go and prove what is the real definition of this elel. Meisvei, chofrein akash. It says a pasuk in Eoiv. Eoiv, his chaverim came to visit Eoiv, and they tried to give him all different types of consolations. And Eoiv said to them, V'ulam atem toifle shoker roifei elel kulchem. Eoiv is basically scolding them, and he's saying to them, number one, you're toifle shoker. Toifle shoker means that you're talking sheker, you're talking fake news. If you want, you can sit here. Oh, you want to? And there's also English if you want, goyish gemara. Only if you want. Anyway, so does the toifle shoker means doivre shoker, people that speak falsehoods, fake news. And when we say in the pasuk, Roife Elil, you are like Roifim, like doctors that are trying to treat something which is not treatable, like Elil. El can't be treated. There's no way to go and remedy and go and save the El. Aha. In fact, this is just like a piece of wood. If a piece of wood, you can go and go and give it medicines, and you can put on ointments. It's not going to help. It's just not a part of the flesh of the body, not something that will go and resuscitate, etc. So therefore, forget about it. It's not a barafu, and therefore the pasuk makes a lot of sense. That Eli was saying to his chaverim, you're like doctors of Elul, of something which is incurable, and so therefore you're just wasting your time and hacking a cup. Elamadiyam, we hope Basri Patolsi Sakin, barafu. After all, when this animal was alive, and this basa was part of the animal, so even if it got detached as a result of cutting it away or whatever, there's still possibilities of giving it refuah. Rashi says, for instance, if you have basar hamedaldel, a piece of flesh that is unfortunately cut off from a person's body because of a trauma or something like that, you can perhaps palm koishin moisim koimai. If you put on a splint of some sort, you put on a bandage, you can go and put it back together again. So these things are curable. So it wouldn't make sense to say Roifei Elil is referring to the basar shepotosei sakin. Everybody agrees means the martika, this very, very hard piece of a cervical collar, part of the spine, part of the neck, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that ligament. That's for sure, that's what the pasuk means. The question is, keep ligi el de basisin. What's pshat in the el of our Mishnah? Oh, there we have the machloikis. Are we talking about the smartika, or we're talking about basish and poltosoi sakin? By the way, Toisis has an easier pshat on Martika. Toisis says in the second Toisis, it's Basar Meis. In other words, dead flesh, a dead part of the body where the skin and the flesh are no longer alive. That's what we're talking about, Martika. And that's what the Pasik is saying. You are healers of dead flesh, which you cannot be livened up again. It's a shuntite. Anyway, but bottom line is, Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is not in the Pasuk, it's in our Mishnah. It's Tashima.
The kasha on the Shlokish exactly was...
What do you mean, what the kasha is?
On the Shlokish.
The kasha on the Shlokish is, he's saying that the word Elul means Basar Shepotosei Sakin. However, from the Pasuk, we see that the word Elul means something which cannot be cured. And if we're talking about regular basar, which is attached to the body of the animal, it can be cured. Because even if this was basar hamedaldel, when the animal was alive, then you do is you put on a nice splint, you put on a nice bandage, you go and put such a ace bandage around it, or one of those things, and you hold it in place, and very often, says Rashi, it can be. So what is the expression, you are like doctors that cure things which are incurable? No, this is curable.
This is curable.
So it's a chasimin that the El of the Pasuk is referring to Martika, which cannot be cured, and that's why he's saying, you're wasting your time, you're going trying remedies for something that cannot be remedied. But Avad the Pasuk Shepotosei Sakin is the type of thing that can be remedied. So therefore the Machloek is in our Mishnah Toshima. At the end of the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ho El HaMechunas, and Miesh Kazayis, Mokim Echad Chayyav and Olav. In other words, the Tanakhama said in our Mishnah that Elul can only be attached as part of other oichlin. If you have oichlin of kebeya together, and the elul is part of that shear kebeya, it's mashlim and mitztarif to the shear for tumas oichlin, but not for tumas nevelis. The reason why for not tumas nevelis is because it's not a nevela; it's a piece of wood. So therefore, it's a geitnish. If it's geitnish, that's why it's not mitztarif. But for purpose of oichlin, since you can be eaten, people don't normally eat it, it's inedible. However, since if it's attached as a cartilage, as a ligament, to a piece of meat, people sometimes will eat it, shine, but the evidence an oichlin for purposes of tumas oichlin, but not for snishka nevela. So that's why it's not mitzar for tumas nevelas. If Yehuda says no, if you were to go and collect together enough el on its own, not el together with other oichlin, just take together elos. If you have a full kezayis in one place, chayav and olav, it would have a status of a nevela, and it would even be tumas nevelis attached to it. What's the lashon of chayav and olav? Explains Rashi, chayav and olav, that if a person were to go and touch that El Hamchunas and has a Kazayas, the person is going to become Tamei, and if afterwards he eats Kodshim, or goes into the base of Migdish, Chayiv, Chas HaShom, he'd be Chayiv Kodis, and Bishogi, he'd have to go and bring a Korm Chattas, Oil of Yard. V'yomer Rav Huna, and Rav Huna added to our Mishnah, V'husha Kansai. It's not enough that Elu was Mechunas on its own. For instance, that someone afterwards decided, when he was doing a nice job to clean up this hide, to make from it alligator shoes, or a nice pocketbook, or whatever. I don't know if you can make an alligator shoes from an elu of a kosher animal. But regardless, he's using it for leather, for shoes, or for pocketbooks, or kadomer. So as he's taking those pieces together, he's not doing it because he wants to take together those pieces. He's just cleaning it off. He's just getting off all whatever remains on that hide. Or Rashi says, if a tinnik took it together. So it wasn't put together for purposes of being machshavit, it just came together. Says Rav Huna, this is gurish. What it says in our Mishnah, El Hamachunas is Gadu Yifusha Kamtzei was done with a machshava that a person wanted to be machshiv the pieces of El by putting them all together. Okay. Bishlam Laman Yom Abbasish Botosei Sakin Haile Dachiyeke Kazayis Machayim. Then I can understand why if you took together a little piece over here and a little piece over there and a little piece over there and you collected them all together, now you have a sheer Kazayis, then it has the din of a nevela, after all its flesh, and it's metametumas nevelas. Eleman yomba martika, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they hold this martika. It's as hard as a piece of wood. Kazayis mayaba. You can go and collect together as many pieces of wood as you want. Eitz ba'almo, it's still inedible. So why should it have a din? Not only it's inedible that it's not an ochel, but it's not a nevela. Nevela means the flesh of the animal, and not the atzamis, and not the karnayim, and not the klofayim. Those things which are inedible in the animal body are not considered to be nevela. Nevela is the flesh that is edible. And therefore, that's what the Gemara. So you can go and take together all these martikas as much as you want. You have a kazayis, you have 20 kazayisim. It's eitz ba'alma. It should not be metame tumas nevelum. And now the Gemara says, Leir Rabbi Yehuda, also like pligi. Ha ha. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also do not argue that the taich of the word El means Baser Shepotosoi Sakin. She. So now we've really narrowed the scope of this machlekes. In the Pasik, everybody agrees El means Martika. In Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees it means Baser Shepotosoi Sakin. So where's the machlekes? Leave it Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon mean when they use the word El? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martika Nami Mitzarev. Reish Lakish Amar Davke Baser Shepotosoi Sakin of Martika Light. So Rabbi Yochanan says that according to the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, if a person were to go and have a piece of meat to which is attached that martika, even though the martika on its own, a person would normally not eat it, but if it's attached to a piece of meat, no! Then it becomes mitkishlept, and it's mashlim to the shear of a kebeya, the gabi to metame tumas eichlin. Not for tumas nevelis, no. But tumas eichlin, it's mitzdarf. Not only martika, or not only basa shepotasi sakin, that is attached to other pieces of meat, but even martika, if it's attached to a piece of meat. All of it's mitzdarf to the shear of a kebeya. Azezok Rabbi Yochanan pshat in the rabbana. No. When the Rabbanim say that it's a mitzarif, dafke basher potosei sakin, as martikol mitzarif, only basher potosei sakin, that's mitzarif because it has a chashivas of an ochel. But martika, which is as hard as a piece of wood, le mitzarif is gunish mit gunish, it's not mitzarif to the shear, neither in the case of tumas oichlin, nor in the case of tumas nevetz.
In our Mishnah, it mentions gidim, karnayim, tafayim, mitzarifin, tumas ochlin. This martika, is it more wooden than these things? More wooden than hooves and horns? I mean, if it's inside the body, it has to have a certain flexibility. So if those things are mitzara for the tamei tumas ochlin, why not the martika? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's this wood-like substance.
Good gifreit. So you're going to see a mention in the Gemara shortly, that both by the case of, for instance, the karnayim that you're asking about, the Gemara is also going to say about the pernayim, the nails, that certain parts of them, in fact, happen to be softer than the rest. You recall Rashi in the Mishnah, when I talked about Karayim, Rashi says, Koshechoychoy v'yoytzimihem dam etzel ikron milmata shehin rakin. In other words, when you have the outside horn, the top of the horn, which is hard, that's not mitzarif. But the bottom of the horn, which is in the head of the animal, attached to the skull, where it's attached, if to go and cut off that kanayim blood starts coming out, then you realize, oh, that part must be soft. Because most of the time, if you have a shofar in shul, if you decided to go and cut it with a knife, most of the time it would not bleed.
Right.
No, maybe once in a while, but derech klal would not bleed. But if you're taking it off the animal's head, so if you're taking it off high enough on the top of the horn, of course it's not going to bleed. But if it's going to be lower down, where it hits the scalp, that already does bleed. How can it bleed? It's a chasim, it's still growing from there, and it's softer. That's the part that is miftach. Good. The maritza, however, has no life to it at all. It's just like inserting a piece of wood in the animal's body, and it doesn't grow, it doesn't do anything, it's just hard as a rock or hard as a piece of wood. Anyway, so how does Rabbi Yochanan understand pshat in our Mishnah, the Machloikis Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? L'choyra, it's a bissel shver. The Rabbanan are talking about El, they're talking about Martika. So to Yehuda, oh, by the way, if the El happens to be Basrish Potosi Sa'akin, then if you have in the Simchunas, you went and collected it all together, and you have a share of a Kizayis, it's Matamitumus Nevelis.
Right.
I mean, he's talking about apples and oranges.
He's talking about wood like sevens, he's talking about Basar. Right?
Exactly, so right. How does that work?
Right.
So that's why you'll notice there's an extra word, Nami. In Rabbi Yochanan, so if you more keep clear, Rabbi Yochanan amartika nami mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan is saying is avad and avad, the bosish and poltosi sakin is a more likely scenario where you can say that it's mitzvah for tumas oichlin because that is edible. So if it's attached to other oichlin and you have a shir kabeya, avad and avad mitzvah. I agree with you, says Rabbanan to everybody else. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbanan are saying is, but not only in the case of the easy case of the Bashar Patasi Sakin, but even the case of the Martika, which is the case in the Tanakh, that's what El is defined as in Eoiv. Martika is also Mitztarif. It's not Mitztarif for purposes of Neveila, but it's Mitztarif for purposes of Oichlin, because if you're chewing on a piece of meat which happens to be attached to this chicken cartilage, you might go and swallow it down at the same time and eat it, even though you wouldn't eat it on its own. So therefore it has a status of an oichel. It's makabel tumas oichel. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Rabbanan are talking out loud, and they're saying that el, you can be mitzarif in two cases, both the martik case, as well as the basrish botosi, sakin case. That's when Rabbi Yehuda comes back and says, martika, forget about martika, that's a piece of wood. Don't even discuss it, don't even bring it into our Mishnah. What I will tell you is that Basrish Potosi Sakin, if it's not just attached to the hide, but the person went and collected it and made a ganza suit out of it by taking a whole bunch of these Basrish Potosi Sakin, a bunch of these elilim together, if you will, oh, then not only is it mitzar for purposes of Tumas Oichlin, it's even mitzar for purposes of Tumas Nevelim.
There are two separate definitions going in two separate directions. How are we imputing both of them into our Mishnah, into the word Elo, according to Rabbi Yochanan? If he's saying he agrees that it's basar, this leftover meat that the person flaying the animal leaves over, how is he now shifting gears and saying, oh, by the way, it's also this other stuff which is totally unrelated to the flaying of the animal, it's this wood-like stuff. It feels like he's forcing two definitions onto the same word.
The Yochanan says, I looked up the Webster's Dictionary definition of Elul, and I discovered number one is Martika, and number two is Basrish Potosi Sakin. Since our Mishnah doesn't specify which one is which, I'm going to assume that the Tanakhama is talking about both.
Okay.
So both of them
will
start for this purpose, and not for purposes of the Mavis. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda comes by, and he says, Martika, take out of the whole equation. Martika is nice and parshas Eoi.
I see.
Our Mishnah, it has no bearing whatsoever. It's this piece of wood. If you want to talk about El, then I'll talk to you about the second definition. Then I agree with you, the Basrish Potosi Sakin. But not only do I agree with you, Tanakama, for purpose of Tumas Oichlin, but if you machnas, you put them all together, it's even Metame Tumas Nevelim. Jogi Morvait. Hai Basrish Potosi Sakin Hechinam. Explain to me exactly the mechanics, the situation, the fact pattern of the Basrish Potosi Sakin. In Choshevalei, if the person who is flaying this hide, flaying this animal, and he sees that there's a piece there and there's a piece over there, here and top and bottom, all over, and he says to them, you know, I don't want to lose those pieces later on. Let's hopefully we're going to go and collect them together. It's choshev, you know, if you add this one and that one together, you're going to go and get 6 ounces, 8 ounces. And this is meat, this is money. If he's thinking about it and he's machshav them, so what do you have to come on that's your mitzvah it to other oichlin?
Right.
All the other cases of our Mishnah are talking about things which are basically inedible. But since they happen to be a toffel to something which is edible, it's mitztarif, right? So you can go and throw it in. The oil normally is not something edible, but it's a shoymer. You have roitiv, normally you don't go and eat the roitiv, this is that jelly part that people usually throw out, But if it's on top of the meat and it's korosh, and if the keeper, you have that sediment which is made out of tablet, normally you throw it out. But if it's attached to the meat, okay. So all of these things are not really edibles, but they are mitzarif to an edible. But here, this is real meat. It has a kleine shtiklach here and a shtiklach there. But if you put all these shtiklach together, so then, if you machshir them, afilu b'nafshi mitama. Not only are you de tziruf. Come on, yeah. Just like when I peel the potatoes, a little extra here. For those of you that don't peel potatoes, but at least if you ever took off the outside peel of an apple, for instance, right? You cut off the apple, so you always notice the little pieces. If it's big enough, you put it into your mouth and you go and chew it off from the. And if you ever, can you relate to this?
Yes, she also. Watermelon.
Ah, watermelon. No, that's exactly.
You cut it. Red lipstick.
Yeah, exactly. So many understand. Anyway, beginning back to Argumar, says the same thing, says he more over here. If he says, come on, there's so little, don't even think about it, just throw it out. Is betul batle. See, he was mavatul it in his machshava. Once you mavatul it, it becomes like afra de ara. It becomes like eshtikul eitz, even though this is real meat. But he was mavatul scorch. If it's real garnish, then how is it mitstaref to oichlin to become azach? It's already garnished.
But when the tziruf itself is what escalates it back up to the level.
But before you got to that tziruf,
so you were mavatalet. So
and,
okay.
And now
that it's connected to regular ochel, it is reestablished as.
And that's the Gemara says. And for the Gemara above, Ramaisha chara miktosay chishev alav, chanama miktosay poltosay chaya miktosay poltosay saki. What is the first teret? Chara miktosay chishev alav. Look at the Rashi, the first wide line down below miktosay chishev alav. In other words, he has over here the hide, and on the back of this hide, there are 3, 5, 10 pieces.
You got your bear. You got your kebab.
Exactly. And he was machshav some of them he's going to go and cut off eventually. Yeah? And the others, it's just too small, forget about it. And he wasn't mafarish which one he was machshav or not. Hilkach. Kebeya minei le mekabel tuma, the lechishav al kulei. There's in fact, if you added all of them together, there is more than a sheer kebeya. However, since he was not machshav all of them, he was only machshav some of them, you put it all together, you don't have the shir kebeya, which is choshev, because only some yah and some nisht. Avki mitzar b'hadi shara yichlin mitzar v'hu tzas machshav the ispa lishlumei shiura. In other words, even though originally it was taka basar and he was mavatal it, you can go and reinvigorate it, you can resuscitate it, and Mari uses the expression sometimes, chos v'neir. You can go and give it a night, chis amesim. So even though you were mavatal it, but nevertheless, you brought it back to life by mir machshav it. But in this case over here, it was only machshav half and not the whole thing. So therefore, if it had been machshav the whole thing, then I have a shir kebeya. I don't need a tziruf with something else. But since it was only machshav part of it, so that part that he was machshav, that can be mitzarif to shar ochlin to finish off and to be complete the shir kebeya. Well, the second one the Yomis is talking about. In other words, when the animal was still alive, a chaya ruah came and bit into the side of this animal. And as a result, now a piece of hide and a piece of flesh is kind of hanging there and it's midaldel. And then after that, when the person eventually shechted the animal, and then he had the hide, he still had that piece that was medalgal from the poltosei chaya, and then he has new pieces, poltosei sakin, that he didn't do an excellent, perfect job in flaying it, and so therefore you have some pieces attached to it. So Rashi says, the poltosei chaya portion, he was nemavatal. You know, he was very, very upset at this chaya roh that went and bit into the animal. But he was always hoping that the animal would have a refuah and everything would go well. However, on the part of Piltasei Sakin, by the fact that he himself was not sufficiently careful and meticulous in his flaying of the animal, so those parts become bottle. So some parts he was machshav, some parts are bottle. So therefore it's similar to the first teretz that he was machshav a part of it and not machshav the rest. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Agmar Zimar Vetzvaita, Tanan Hossam, we have a Mishnah. What state on the Mishnah Masechtis Taharis. Just like you have a Seder Taharis, within Seder Taharis you have a Masechta called Masechtis Taharis. What state on the Mishnah? We're talking now about an oif. An oif, of course, is a bird. And what does the bird have? The bird has a chartoim. A chartoim is a beak. If you don't believe me, look at the Rashi, 6 lines in. Rashi says, beak balas. Oh, so Rashi also, he knew some English and his beak. And what's tzipanaim? Tzipanaim, of course, are fingernails, or in the case of birds, I guess, claws, or whatever they call their nails.
Talons.
Meat, I'm sorry, tongs?
Talons.
Talons. Oh, talons. You're a very talented individual, so you know about the talons. Good. So what's the halacha by these things? Mitamin, umitamin, umitztarfin. Now, mitamin, umitamin means, number one, mitamin, they can accept tumah, umitamin, and they can go mitama others. Now, neither chartum is a beak. Beak is also as hard as a piece of wood. Tzipranayim are nails or talons. Look at your own nails. They're not edible. These are also inedible things. So what it means that they can become tame and they can be metame others. So this gets back to the beginning of our perek, that exciting sugya of yodois, that even though they themselves really are inedibles, however, they can transmit as conductors, just like you have a conductor that conducts electricity. Here you're conducting tuma in both directions. What's ice in both directions? If, for instance, you have a sheretz, and the sheretz is dead, and it's one of the shmoni sheretzim, which is metamet, and if it were to fall on the bird itself, dead bird, not a live bird, if it fell on the dead bird itself, then the bird itself, let's say it's a gishachna bird, so it's a gishachna bird, it's a kosher bird, gishachna, fine, you get all kosher, kosher miyusha. If the sheretz would fall onto the bird, then of course the bird would become tamei, tuma from that sheretz. What happens if it didn't fall on the oichel itself? It fell on the chartim, or it fell on the tzipornayim. Oh, they're considered to be yodois, and therefore mitamin, they can accept the tuma. Their machnes is a tuma to the rest of the bird. And umitamin, or it's the other way around. What happens if this bird was already tame, and now it's being mitama, other, for instance, other oichel and mashkin? So the chart and tzipornayim are good conductors to be moitzi. That's the mitamin. The moitzi is a tuma to other oichel. They're also mitzdarfin. They're mitzdarfin to the shear. If you need for shear of tumas oichlin a kibeya, they mitzdarf to that shear. Frank Timara, chartum, eitz v'almu. How can it be mitzdarf to anything? It's like taking a piece of wood and adding it to the mixture. You can't possibly eat the beak. It's impossible to eat the beak. Amr blues of a chartum tachtoin. There are two parts of the beak. You have the upper part and the bottom part. Oh, the bottom part is good. Frank Timara tachtoin, nami eitz v'almu. What are you kidding? Both parts, the top and the bottom, they're both. Amra papa tachtin shel elyon. Oh, it's the bottom of the top. That makes a lot of sense. So what means the bottom of the top? Says Rashi, if you were to take out that beak and then open it up, then you can go and scrape out from inside the upper part of the beak a ganzer tzur of basar. If you look at the Rashi, vazof do the Rashi, achartem, yeah. Oh, tachtin shel elyon. 7-8 lines at the top. Klipas. Ritzua daka yesh betoich hapeh devuka l'chartoim elyon li'orkoi. Oh, so that innocent beak that you see from the outside that looks like a piece of wood and feels like a piece of wood, if you turn it upside down and you start taking a spoon or a knife and you kratz and you say, oh, it's a stack of some flesh in there after all. So that flesh that you find inside that chartoim, that is mitzaref to the shear of the kibeya for purposes of tumas eichel. Yeah, you happy about it? You're not so happy. Okay, but as always,
it's fine.
It's good. Right, Omer Abluza. I'm sorry, Omer Papatach the Shalayin. Okay, so we finish with that. Next shikul, tzipornayim. We said that the tzipornayim are also mitzdarf. Tzipornayim nails. Can you eat nails? Come on, Omer Abluza. Mokem hamuvloy bebasar. Oh, so we're not talking about that nail which is protruding out in the open. The talons. You say it's a shame. The talons. Of course, it's hard as a rock or hard as an ace. However, as you go deeper into the flesh of the animal where the talons first start off, so then the very tips of those talons, they're still soft. Oh, those soft part of the inside talon. Oh, that could be mitzaref to the shir kibbeh. Good. And our Rabbi Yisai, we should all ask refunds from our publishers because there should be two dots here. Why do I say that? Because it's kanaim. Go back to the Mishnah which we just quoted. Does it say kanaim there? It's not enough. My heart about tzipanayim. Where's the word kanaim? Do you have kanaim in your Gemara in that Mishnah? Of course not. So where's this kanaim going back on? It's going back on our Mishnah. The Mishnah back on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where it said on the second line, Hagidim v'hakarnayim. Oh, so over here, that's why it should be two dots. Kanaim. What's the kanaim? I, Barry asked before, kanaim and martik are both things which are hard as a rock or hard as a piece of eitz. How can you possibly mitzdarif? So Rabbab is quoting the Rashi that we had in the Mishnah, that if you cut the kanaim deep enough into the skull, where they are first coming out of the head, oh, over there, you still have some flesh, and the kanaim itself, it's not just the flesh inside the kanaim or underneath. In other words, the very bottom of the kanaim, it started off as nice and soft flesh, but as it keeps on going further and further and protrudes higher and higher, it turns harder and harder into kanaim. But that bottom part, which is still, you can nibble at it, it's still edible, so on its own, nobody's going to eat it. But if it's connected to a piece of meat, so sure, you can eat it, it's mitzvah. Fine. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah is Kiyoitza by Hashoich and Behemet Tmeya. The second part of the Mishnah is a very, very unique, and I don't want to use the word strange, but it's a strange part of the Mishnah. Because if you go to the Mishnah back on Kif Yadai and Amud Beis, we spoke about the various things which are mitzvah to Tumas Eichlin, but not Tumas Nevelis, and then Kiyoitza by the fourth line. Picture to yourself, Hashoichit, you have a Shoichit, who Shechni Behemet Tmeya. He takes a horse, or he takes a chazer, and he shechs it. A yid is shechting behemet tmeya. He's not shechting for himself. He shechs it for the chuf ha'goy. And umafachasis. And the animal, after he shechted it, is still tzapling. It's still jerking around back and forth. So now, that's very strange. First of all, why would a yid go and shech the behemet tmeya? Number two, why would you shecht it at all? Just go and take a baseball bat and hit it over the head. And why is it dafka v'chom? It should simply say, Hashoichet behemet tmeya. And it's mufachesed, it hasn't died yet. So Rashi and the Mishnah, and Rashi over here on our blood, both say the same thing, that for purposes of this portion of the Mishnah, you have to have these four ingredients. That it was a Jewish shoichet that shechted it properly, that it was a behemet tmeya, a non-kosher animal, that you were doing on behalf of a goy, and it's mufachesed, and it's still jerky. If you have these four Tanoim, these four conditions, then metama tomas oichlin has a din of an oichel. Then why is it a tamatumas oichlin? So for me, the Jew, I can't eat this. So it's not an oichel at all. It's just waste. I can have a no, I can go and sell it, but I certainly can't go and eat it. Right. So it wouldn't have a din of tumas oichlin because it's not an oichel for me. Mm. However, since I'm doing it for a goy, and a goy does eat from it, so it does have the status of an oichel, that is metama tumas oichel. So you think to yourself, what difference does it have to me? I'm not going to eat it anyway. Avada, but if it has it, tumas oichel, then it can be metama my foods. If it touches my foods, it can go and be metamit.
Moral. It will be like a sheriff. Oh, I mean it.
So now the question is, why do I have to come up to Tumas Eichlin? Since he shechted it, and since it's a behemet tmeya, a non-kosher animal, you can go and shecht it 100 times. It's a guna shelvin. It's a nevel anyway. So if it's a nevel anyway, so why is it metama Tumas nevel is? Because it's still mufar chesed. It's still jerking around. So now, for our purposes, for a Jew, the fact that it is pirchus makes no difference. As soon as you've done the shechita, you're allowed to go and eat from this animal, no problem. You're not allowed to, and the Torah allowed to, because it's already dead. It's still jerking around. Makes a difference. The Torah is only machayiv you do shechita. The Torah is not machayiv you to wait another 10 seconds or a minute until the animal settles down and stops jerking around. But by a goy, goy doesn't have a parish of shechita. So for him, this is very important. As long as the mefarches says, it's still alive. It is not dead. Therefore, there's no tumas nevela, sinishka nevela. It's alive. That being the case, it's only metama tumas oichlin and not tumas nevelas. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi here on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the Mishnah. Rashi repeats it here on our daf too, but here it's easier if you will. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the first wide line. Hashoich behem bedaka. I'm sorry, behem betameil oivik chom. Zut Rashi. Vedaf Yisrael. It's got to be a yid that did the shechita. Vedafka that he didn't just kill it with a baseball bat, but he did shechita. Vedafka tameil. It's got to be dafka a behem betameil, a non-kosher animal. Vedafka loivik chomim for a goy. And Rashi explains. Yisrael sheshochad behem betameil letzorech oivik chomim. Voidim efachas says. Avol gabli chazir loivik chomim. The goy can't eat it yet. The mamisa talia milzulum neinoyach v'loy shai lo shchita adshe Thomas. As far as the goy is concerned, shchita is loy male v'loy moed. He never needs to have geshocht in the flesh. Certainly by a pig. Certainly by a horse. He doesn't need that. Afil hachi hol v'yisrael shachat shchita ma'al yasi. Since the yid was one to check, not a goy. Since the yid did a shchita, it was a kosher shchita. The ashchan agabi Yisrael. The shechita shai legabei b'toira by a yid. I know the Torah gave us a parasha of shechting a kosher animal that it works. Hilchach meshavli machshavti oichla b'shechita af b'temeili oivik kechavim. Oh, so this shechita, although it cannot affect that you can be able to eat from this chazer chalila or from this horse chalila, but at least the machshava that that's implicit in the shechita of the yid, or the shechita ma'al yisa, was meshavet oichel, not that you're allowed to eat from it, but it gets a toiras oichel, that it is food. If the goy would go and shecht it, his shechting would be leimal of leimoyed. For the ashkan shechita legabei, his shechita is worthless. We don't find in the Torah a pash of shechita. If a yid would go and hit it over the head with a baseball bat, or would go and cut it another way, he would go and kill it without using shechita. Also, have oichla meshavila. To the ashkan nechira gabei. By yid, there's no such kavan and no such inyan of nechira. Nechira means just to go and kill it, etc. So therefore, Zokto Ashi, that's why we need these four things. Number one, it's got to be that Yisrael shechted, because if a goy shechted, that's worthless. A goy's shechita is worthless. And it's got to be dafki just shechita and not through nechira, because if it was through nechira, in other words, killing it without shechting it, it would not be meshaba oichla, because you can't go and eat something like that, even by a kosher animal. Vidafka tamei, we're talking about dafka, non-kosher animal, where for purposes of a yid, a person, a yid cannot eat it, but the goy can eat it, because a goy is allowed to eat non-kosher animals. Vidafka gechom, that you're going and doing it for a goy, because if you're going checking it for a yid, that doesn't make an oichel, because a yid to the chest. So therefore you need these four ingredients. But you do have these four ingredients, lemaisa becomes now an ochel. For what purposes? Not that you can go and eat it, but that it's mekabel tumas oichlin. But it's not mekabel tumas nevelis, because since you're doing it for a goy. And a goy is not allowed to eat from it yet, because it's still pirchus. Therefore, it's not a nevela yet, but it can receive tumma and become tumas oichlin. Yes?
On that last point, you're saying is that the that because a goy cannot eat Eberman Achai until the animal completely dies.
Huh? Correct. It's Eberman Achai, and that there's going to be a machloikis on the omen base.
Hold on.
It's a chai. May not necessarily be an Eberman Achai.
Okay, but hold on. But the very fact that it's the same Chazal that said this is not ochel for a Jew because it's prohibited.
Right.
As long as it's still twitching.
Yes.
It's not ochel for a goy either yet.
That's why you have to have the four ingredients. Four ingredients, even though for the goy it's twitching, but since the yid was the one that shechted it, his shechit was shechitim, obviously.
But he was not shechting it to make it ochel for him. He cannot have kavana, the Jew who's doing the shechita, to make it ochel for him, because it's a non-kosher.
The svara that you're saying is beautiful, but that's the reason why we have these four ingredients, these four conditions. That since the yid is shechting it, and the shechit is ma'al yasehi, legabe kosher meat for the Jew, it's kosher enough to be meshava oichla even for the goy, even though the goy is not allowed to eat it yet, because it's still mefirchas. Yes. But nevertheless, it has a status of oichel, and that's why it can be mekabel tumas oichel. It's very unique, very, very. Yes, what's up there?
It's difficult to understand.
Yes.
A shchita of a non-kosher animal, mm-hmm. where shchita is bechlal nachshayet.
Exactly.
What is the nachgemine if it's nachire or a shchita? The fact that shchita is moyer by a kosher animal is by a kosher animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a kosher animal. Yes. By a chazir, by a horse. The shchita is bichlal not shayach. There should be no difference whatsoever if a Jew made the shchita me'alise or he made an achire.
In Svar, you're 100% right.
I'm trying to logic this out.
In practical terms,
it's very logical.
The questions you're asking are excellent questions, and that's why Rashi said it in the Mishnah. Right. And Rashi says, just by the way, in case you just forgot about it, I'm going to repeat the whole thing over here. And Rashi goes through it word for word. If you look here on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, our Daf.
This is an Ekuda that the fact that by a kosher animal, Shvita is Me'alis. So it has, Rashi says, it has a shaykhes to a non-kosher
animal. It's a borrowed practice.
This is what exactly. Is not with Kabbalah
I agree with you. That's why it's challenging. That's why I said it's strange. You don't normally come across that type of thing. Yid should go and check the chazet.
It doesn't change that issue.
Exactly.
Even the shokelvik, as Rashi said, the shokelvik thing helps that out.
If you look at that, let's look at Rashi. Keep Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi, 10 lines in. At the end of the line. Now we start the next line. Hapricious line. I already explained this 3-4 blad ago, but just in case you forgot, says Rashi. The kivnik havasah b'shchitas yisro b'tahoira. Since if a yid would not be shechting a pig, he'd be shechting a cow, mishavla uchla, it would be a real oichel, even though b'ayim mefacheses, because a yid is allowed to eat it, even though it's jerking as long as he did shechita. Ul yisro shari dahab shechita talia luhu milza. The ikar is shechita by a yid. Hashanami, here by the behemoth tzmeya, hoil v'yisro shach the shechita. Ali, you did a perfect job. The shechita was Avagab the tomato is shaykh shchita. That's Mr. Friedland's discussion. But tomato is no shaykh as a shchita. And as far as the goy is concerned, there's no heter to eat it until it dies. Like Barry was saying a moment ago, we'll see it's a machloikis on the Amud Beis, Chizkin of Yechron. Nevertheless, Mahanya Machshevis Yisrael, Al Yidei, that shchita that Yisrael did, La'achila Oivik Echavim, his machshava was to give it to a goy, not for the yid, but to give it to a goy, and a goy is allowed to eat tamei. Leshavi uchva be oydim afar cheses, that now it has the status of an ochel. It's a very, very unique type of situation. The goy is not allowed to eat it because it's still mafarches. The yid is not allowed to eat it because it's behemet tamei, but because he did a kosher shchita that would be kosher by your regular behema sheira.
So what?
It helps over here too.
What?
To make it into an ochel, to have the shame ochel. It's a food item. Since it's a food item, it can be mekabel tumma of tumas. Oichlin, not if Tumas the Bailis, because still alive. But Tumas Oichlin, and then he could also go and transmit the Tumas to another Oichl from that one to the other.
And what if the animal was not shuckled it? It would be Tumas the Vela, yeah? Perhaps the Tumas Oichlin status would have changed?
Once it's an avail, you don't need the Tumas Eichel.
It's intrinsically Tumas.
It's even more Chomer.
Right. It radiates Tumas. Okay. It doesn't really.
So you're talking about
a Tumas Eichel only gives you a Tumas of a Rishon. Once it becomes an avail, it's going to become upgraded to an Avatum. And Avatum is Matami Odom Mekalim, while a Rishon of Tumas is only Matami Eichel Namashik. And I know that you're aware, I'm just trying to show off and just do a quick review.
I'm saying that's why he's playing with the live and the Shechita. To find that the difference between Tumas Eichel.
Now, I know you think that this is you're doing beautifully. No. If you want, the Gemara is going to use an expression on the Amud Beis. Hopefully, you'll still be with us at that point.
Sure.
I hope you. That's why I'm pointing it out. The Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis on the 10th line, Yotasa Mechlal Chaya Ulechlal Meisa Loibas. In other words, it's in limbo. It's in Abena Shmoshes.
Okay.
It's no longer Chaya, but it's not yet a Meisa. It's like a Goises, if you will. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get to the Mitzvah the other day. Yeah.
We also had the concept that in 7 years of Kibush, the Bnei Yisrael, Bosu Nechira was Mutter.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you have to have the Shechita? Mm-hmm. Why do you have to have Shechita even? There's a time in Jewish history where Nechira enough.
During that 7 year period, if a Yid would go and clobbered over the head, maybe Tak would have Tumas Eichel. But ever since Shechita was given, Nechira is now a historical footnote.
Table. Off the table.
Yeah, exactly. And the food is certainly off the table. Zokhi Mar, Omer of Asi. When Rabasi was learning our Mishnah with these four unique conditions, Shoinen, Yisrael, B'tmeya, our case of the Shoichet Yisrael, that Shechet B'tmeya, and a parallel case, which we're going to deal with in greater length, at greater length on the Amud Beis, and Oiv G'chom B'tahira. Instead of a Yid Shechting a Behemah B'tmeya, what happens if a Goy Shechts a Behemah B'tahira? What happens in both of those cases? So the Shoinen means the Tanoim, when they learn those cases, they learn Tzrich Machshava, and the hechsher mayim or the hechsher mashkim imokim acher, that to go and give this meat now a din of Tumas Eichel. Number one, you have to have a machshav. Machshav means that you're machshavit to go. The reason why I'm shechting this animal is not just because I'm trying to go and practice shechting. I'm an aspiring shoychet. The reason why I'm shechting is I want to see if I do a good job. I'm not going to go and shecht a kosher animal because I could ruin it. So I'm going to go and shecht the chazer. Worst comes to worst, if I shecht the chazer improperly, anyway a chazer. So I haven't lost anything. So it's got to be machshav. I'm machshavit by my shechita to go and use it as an oichel, not for me, but for the goy. And the hechshemayim to be mekabel tumma. It's like any other food item. It's in fact this week, cetera. The Simcha will tell you all about it. Al kol zera zeru asher yizareya v'chiyutz and mayim. All of you have to have a hechshel mekabel tumma. Oh, so you have to be machsher this animal by pouring water or mashk or something to make it mukshel mekabel tumma. Now Rashi already points out, normally by a shechita you don't have to go and have a mukshel kabel tumah, because according to Reb Shimon, the shechita itself is enough. And even without Reb Shimon, anytime you go and shecht, you have all this blood spurting out, and it's nichalei. That's why you're shechting it. So that should be the. But Rashi says the only time that a hechshel kabel tumah works if it happens to be a kosher shechita that would allow you to go eat from the animal. Since it's a behemoth tomato, you can't eat it from it anyway. So, taki shachter, it becomes an oichel, but it only becomes mukshir the kabel tumma, not as a result of that blood, because that blood is like Rashi says, it's like dam magefa. So if you got blood coming out of a wound, which is not makshir, it's only dam chalolim yishter or dam shchita. As a result, you have to have a separate mashka to be makshir. So Frank Timur, I don't understand why. We have a famous rule. After all, this case of our mission that we're talking about is really the 10-second case. Or the 30-second case. What do you mean 10-second, 30-second case?
Inevitably.
Because animal is mafarachis. It's jerking around. But it's already geshochten. It's already almost decapitated. There's no longer a kana or veshed. So it's just going to be another, okay, a minute. 5 minutes, but after that, for sure, it's going to become an avela, right? It's not going to keep jerking around forever. So if that's the case, when it becomes an avela, it's going to have a tumah chamura and kosher soif and tamid tumah chamura loyboi hechsher. How do I know? Depending on the Rebbe Shmuel, for you to my mazera. So this week's etc. What happens when the water gets on the zera? Then it can mukshu the kabbutum. So a dash with that mazroim shein soif and tamid tumah chamura. The zroim will never go and rise to the level of becoming a psanes. See a sheret, see an avela. It only will be maximum a rishon. It'll never be more than that. In fact, Rashi points out over here, which is good for general ideas, that what happens if you have a mess is rachmanus on a person passed away. He's an aviyah voisatama. If he touches chas v'shalom, if any one of us touch a mess, we become an avatama. What happens if that mess touches grocery items, crops, food items? So does that also become an avatama? Says Rashi, no, it skips. It only becomes a rishon l'tumah. Oichlun u'mashki can never rise to the occasion. They can never be upgraded to the status of an avatama. As always, that's taloch. She says, "Imar mazroim shein tzayim l'tamid chamura." These roim will never be upgraded to an avatama. They need a hechsher. Of course, shein tzayim l'tamid chamura. Anything that will never get to the status of an avatama, to a hechsher. Masha ain't ken in the case of this mafarchis. A little patience, rabbis. A bistel gedult. Another half a minute is going to become an avela. At that point, it's sorry for the tamid tumah chamura. So it should not need a hechsher. Yet we just said now, Om Rav Asi Shoinin, that it does require a hechsher. But even more than that, V'tani Om Rav Yoisim Neima Om Rav Avela Seif Tar Tzricha Machshava V'ein Tzricha Hechsher. But Avela Seif Tar, everybody knows what's the difference between Avela Seif Tar. It's not metame when you touch it. It's only metame bebeis habliya, and it doesn't need hechsher by that Avela Seif Tar. Now, why doesn't it need hechsher? L'neisha Seifa V'tame Tumah Chamura. When is it Seifa V'tame Tumah Chamura? When you're going to go and swallow it and eat it. Oh, it's going to go down. Oh, at that moment, it's going to be Tamid Tumah Chamura. The Tumah Chamura, says Rashi, is that not only the person, but even the begodim, or the begodim, if he eats it. And therefore, it doesn't require hechsher. So bottom line is, back to our Gemara, this mafarchis, why does it require hechsher? So if the Tamid Tumah Chamura, Amach Hizkiah. I'll tell you why. Because there's a way to thwart this carcass of this animal that you've now, this pig that you've now shechted, there's a way to defy and make it that it will never have tumas nevela. How is that possible? Wait a half a minute, it's going to die. Since we know that the din of tumas nevela has to have a minimum shear of kizayis, you know what the person can do? Whilst being mafarchis, he takes one of these large cutting machines that has like 100 knives to it, he puts the whole carcass inside the machine, he goes and pushes the over, and guess what? Now it's 100 pieces, each piece is less than a kizayis, you don't have one kizayis together of nevela, and you'll never be metamet to mechamura.
But if it is, that's a very tenuous,
a very remote case.
No, but it's very tenuous, because if you take those sub-kazayas pieces and collect them, yes, they will constitute a tumah chamura.
But who says you're going to put them together? Soifa means that it's inevitable that it's going to be metamach. It's not inevitable, because you can go and cut into 100 pieces, 1,000 pieces, because you're going to have to work very quickly. Sorry? And therefore, it's not us, not soifa. Soifa means it's destined to go and be metamach tumah chamura. This nevela is not destined, it's not nevela yet. It's mafarchas. It's not destined to metame tumah chamura.
It's going to be impossible to cut it that fast to get all the pieces of the basar sub.
That's why I said you have to use that cutting machine.
it's so remote. This is as remote as
it's very remote. Look at Rashi. first narrow line. Shani Masisin, Himavakasis Kaminan, Shadain Ein Ba Tumachamura, the Soifan Nami, Shemaloitavoy Liday Tumachamura. Why? Shemuyoka Ligoira Ligirurim Dakin, in other words, to make it very, very small pieces, Bechusim Chusim Ikazayas, Achitichla Kula until he finishes slicing up the whole thing. Shemulitatamatum as Navelis. Aye, by Navelis Soif Tor, didn't we say that it's Soifatamatumachamura? After Navelis Soif Tor, Kvar Mesa, Shemishtar. It's already now Roy. What spawning Rashi is, maybe nobody's going to eat from this Nevela Soif Tor. Maybe they're going to throw it out. So it's not Soif for the Tam Chamura. Rashi says, that's true. Maybe nobody's going to eat from it. But the potential of Tumah Chamura is already inherent in this. It's already a Metama Tumah Chamura type of Nevela Soif Tor. All you need is that a person should go to eat from it. But by that Nevela, it might never be Metama Tumah Chamura if you go and at the Nevela. The Mefarchis. Since you're going to cut it, if you were to cut into 100 pieces, it would not become a nevela of a kezayis or more. So it's not a soifa letame tuma chamura.
So if water doesn't come on it, it's not mukshel letame tuma. This is what it means.
It means to go and make it into an oichel. You have to go and pour water or another mashke, so it becomes mukshel letame tuma. Why you have to go and add that water? I soif letame tuma chamura. It might not be soif letame chamura. It might be that the person is going to cut into 100 pieces. It's never going to become tuma chamura. So therefore, to make sure that it becomes mukshel, you got to put the water on.
And if you didn't put the water, and so it then became an avela.
And once it becomes an avela, then and you didn't cut it up, then of course it's metame tumas avela. But we're talking about tumas oichlin. This mafarchistic animal, a dead sheretz now fell on the animal, which is jerking around. In fact, maybe the reason why the sheretz died is because he was looking at this spectacle, at this pig turning around, and went into a cardiac arrest. It was so amazed, it was so befuddled and bemuddled, and mamish tzachish tzaridit, and it died, and it touched the mafarchis at this time. Would it now become tummy? Tumas oichlin. Why should be mekabel tumah from the nevela, from the sheret? Zokten the Mishnah or zokti Gemara, zokti Vasi, that shoinen that it would only be mekabel tumah if water fell on this mafarchis dick animal. If no water fell on it, then it's not mekabel tumah tumas oichlin because you didn't have a hechsher. In 5 minutes from now, it's going to become os mafarchis is going to become unavela. Might not. Somebody might decide to go and cut it up into 100 pieces. As I learned Rashi, Tosfos Gra learns a different pshat, but that's bottom line how Rashi learns that it might not be Tamei Tumah. So this is Cheskia. Cheskia is the one that came up with his hamtzah. Did Cheskia really say that? What did he really say? That there is no Tumas Nevelis by Mefarcheses, and therefore that's why it might never become a Nevela because you can go and cut it up. Did Cheskia really hold it for Itmar? We have a brisa, and the brisa we're going to quote at length in another few lines, but now we're just taking a tidbit of that brisa. It's like Chizkiah, we're just taking a sliver of that brisa. What's the brisa? Shachem b'shnayim oyroiv shnayim. You went and took the animal, and again, it's the behemoth tmeya, and you cut it with shnayim oyroiv shnayim. In other words, you did a good shechita. V'dayim b'fracheset, but it's still jerking around. Chizkiah oma ein leivar, no din of eivar. Ein levar means there's no din of aver menachai. Rabbi Yechon Amar, yes levar, there is a din of aver menachai. What's going on?
Chizkiah. The liver is not alive. That's the problem.
Chizkiah Amar, ein levar meisi, then behind me shen gishtarm. Even though Adayim Afarchasis, it's dead. It's meaningless. It's jerking. Exactly. It's a dead animal. It's jerking, but it has absolutely. It's just the nervous system that causes it. If any of you have ever taken a lizard and seen that somebody severed the lizard, severed the tail can still jerk around for the next 5 seconds. If there's no head, there's nothing. But that's part of the nervous system. But it's dead. Since it's dead, if a person were to go, if a goy were to go and eat from this mafachesis, one second, says Chizkiah, Eina, there's no din of Eivim Menachai, because the Meis is Gishtar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Levar, there is a din of Eivim Menachai. Lav Meisahi. So now I have a steal of the Chayra Chizkiah and Chizkiah. The previous Chizkiah said that it's not an Avela yet, and therefore you can prevent and defy and thwart it from becoming an Avela by cutting into 100 little pieces. Oh, so it's not an Avela. Yet the same Chizkiah says over here, it's not Eivim Menachai, because it's dead, it's Meisahi. So make up your mind, is the animal alive, is the animal dead? Amalei, this is what we quoted before. It's in limbo. Yot Mechal Chayah. Ka'ev menachai is this nisht. It's not a chai. But it's not a mace yet either, because it's chirking. It's just in this twilight zone. You gotta wait another minute until it finally dies permanently. So therefore, kav naveli is this nit. Aba ka'ev menachai is this nit. It's somewhere in between. A very interesting case. Now we have a much lengthier brisa. Kufa. Yes.
This means you have to wash your clothes. That's what it means. In other words, like a person is a Tamei Mes, does he have to wash his clothes?
If a person is a Tamei Mes, he has to wash his clothes.
Because he's Matame is Caleb.
Yeah.
He's an Ava Tuma.
Oh, he's an Ava. Okay.
I don't know that the definition of Tuma Chamura. I don't know the definition of Tuma Chamura means Dafke or the Caleb. The Gabin Velis Oif Tor, Rashi says that that's the Tumah Chamur over there, that's on a Mekel. But elsewhere, Tumah Chamur is just that it's upgraded and it's not a Rishon, and Tumah, it's an Avatar.
That was actually a question, but it does have to do with the grade of Tumah, like Rishon or Av.
Well, that's also a Chumrah in Tumah.
But the term, when they talk the Chumrah, they talk about
the Dafke, the Adam Mekel, and the Begodim Sha'olah, Kamzai. The Mice, it's all one and the same. It's talking about Gufa. Again, we repeat the same Shtikal Torah, Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reb and Chizkiyah. Kuf v'shach v'shnayim v'rev v'shnayim v'person when shechted. Either the two gantz simonim, roiv simonim of the behemoth tmeya, but then v'fachesim that's jerking around. Chizkiyah, Omer ein levon, there's no din of Eber Menachai. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer yesh levon, it has a din of Eber Menachai. Omer v'lozim. Nekoit l'chod Rabbi Yochanan b'yodach. As you know, Rabbi Loza was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Loza is saying what Rabbi said is absolutely right, yesh levon. Why? And we know that the Brises of Rabbi Yehuda are the very authoritative Brises.
And Rabbi Yehuda, and Yehuda was the son, one of the twin sons of Rabbi Chiya, by the way.
And
Yehuda, he has authority. He has authority against him in this case. He has Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chiya.
We don't have Rabbi Chiya. Only have Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
The son of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Rabbi Yehuda exact? Yisrael Sheshachad Behemet Tmei. Oh, our case. Yisrael Sheshachad Behemet Tmei. Loi v'chom for Agoy. Shachad B'Shnayim Oyroi V'Shnayim. He did a good shechita. Umefrachesis. And it's that. And it's the case of our Mishnah. Umefrachesis. Mitame Tumas. Oich Levlim. Mitame Tumas. Levelis. So far, we haven't really added to our Mishnah. Just like I wish. But now he continues on. Eva, poyrish mimena. What happens if a person cuts off a ganze Eva? Ki poyrish mimena chai. It's as if he's taking it off the chai. What's the din? It has a din of an Eva mina chai. Who's the one that said that before? That was Rabbi Yochanan, Yesh Leibar. What did Chizki say? Nah, Eva Leibar, no. It's already Yotza Miklal chai. So for this, we've already been poyshit that the ton of Rabbi Oishia holds like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds like ton of Rabbi Oishia, and that's why Rabbi Loza said, follow Rabbi Yochanan and not Chizki. The rest of the brisa is wonderful, but really we no longer need it for purposes of the raya. And so we continue on. Not only the eiver is an eiver menachai, ubasar parishmen, if you cut off a piece of basar, it's kibasar parish menachai, like basar menachai. V'yosel v'naya noyach, and a b'nei noyach analed either, because a b'nei noyach analed, that's one of the shev mitzvah noyach, not the eiver menachai. After the achish takes an afsha, even if you were to wait now, in other words, if you cut off that aver, and now you wait another minute or two or three, and now the animal is finally dead, according to everybody, it still doesn't get the shame nevela. The part that you didn't cut off is nevela, but the part that you cut off once it's aver menachai, it remains aver menachai le'olam vod. Now, what happens if you didn't shech the good shechita? Shechibo echad oiroiv echad. You only did one of the two simanim. Obviously, this is gonish. And if it's time to it's not an oichel because nobody can eat it. I, the yid, can't eat it. Well, of course, it's a bein tamei. But besides that, the shechita is not a kosher shechita. You have to go and shech two simanim. And even the goy can't eat it because it's still mafarchis. So bottom line is, it doesn't have tumas oichlin at all, zero. Not like our Mishnah, tumas oichlin, because he didn't do a proper shechita, because he didn't do a shechita, it's only echad or oivech. Nochra, what happens if you just hit it over the head with a baseball bat? Ein batam shokom gunish mekunish, because it's not an oichel. Neither Jew has a shaychus to it, nor the goy has a shaychus to it, and it's a mafarchis.
Only for that window of time where it's mafarchis.
The whole discussion that we have now for the last half an hour is about that 5 seconds.
That's
the
it.
5 seconds is our half an hour discussion.
Right.
Good. So that was case number one. Now we have the mirror image, and this we already referred to very briefly on the Amud Aleph. Instead of a goy shechting behema tmeya, a yid shechting behema tmeya, when I'm a goy shechting behema tayra. Now, we know that a goy shechita is worthless, and so therefore, it's if he didn't go and checked. For him, it's a good shechita. But for us, Gornish. A goy shchit is gornish. That was
a bacon and
a veil. Oh, yet it's a zay. So he becomes Yeshoach at Behemoth Toil Yisrael. He goes and checks a kosher cow, a kosher lamb, etc. Kosher sheep. This 5 second thing is, it's not 5 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute. Fachasis. Metama Thomas Oichlet. It can metama Thomas Oichlet. Avaloy Thomas Nevela, but not a Thomas Nevela. Why can't it be Thomas Nevela? Because it's not dead yet, it's still alive. It can be metamat tumas oichlin because it's an oichel. What's the deal now? Eva poish v'merek poish
v'merek. For whom is it an oichel? For whom is this an oichel?
The as far as the yid is concerned, it would have a teiras oichel had this shechita been performed by a Jew.
But it wasn't. It was performed by a guy. So
good.
Why,
so now you have the same kasha that Mr. Friedlander had on the Amud Aleph. Right. What does it help that a yid shechted a behemoth to make a pig? A pig remains a pig. It remains a pig. It remains a pig. It remains a pig. It remains a pig. And the shechita is goodish. But it's a shechita ma'al yasi because it was done al yidei Yehudi. So therefore, it's far. It causes it to be an oichel. So now you can tell me over here. But here was a shechita by a goy, by a goy, by a goy, by a goy. But he shechted a kosher animal, kosher animal, kosher animal, kosher animal. And it was gishach. It's enough to go make it to an oichel. That's why I said it's a mirror image. It's not a yid shechting a pig. It's a goy shechting a kosher animal. So, nevertheless, kosher it's not. But oichel is his yacht. Even though it's still mefacheses, it's still pich. But a goy wouldn't be able to eat if it's mefacheses.
Right, because it would not be kosher.
Jom de Rashi, that by a shechit of behema tohoira, if a yid shechs a behema tohoira, and he does a great job, now, of course, even though the fachas, are you and I allowed to eat it?
Of course.
A goy is also allowed to eat from it. Why? Because we don't find the chumrah by a goy more than a yid. If the yid is allowed to eat from it, a goy is certainly allowed to eat from it. Rashi is like immediately, so sorry. Like the chum asa. Look at the first wide line down below, continuing on to the second line. I'm glad that you're able to stay for this. You did beautifully. Yes, yes, we're very, very happy. The hoyle mutli Yisrael hutter af loyve kechum. The lekan midi to Yisrael shari loyve kechum also.
That's true.
Yeah,
isn't
a rule.
Isn't an unborn child by Christ Asa Yid Mutter?
Unborn child, what do you mean?
A fetus. By Goy Tfasser.
In a shlil?
No.
You mean Ben Pekur?
A human being.
A human being, okay.
Now look, in the Raisa, a Goy is considered already Mitzicha when it's unborn.
And by Yidnish?
I don't think so.
You're not even Mitzitzach, but you're by Lav, going taking away this Misham. You don't get Nisa for it.
Yeah, but you see, Mohammed by Goy.
I don't know, but a Goy would go and get Mitzicha for that place. Anyway, it's a good Tekashis, you'd have to look at the Mepharshim. But for purposes of our Gemara, it's the same.
Mepharshis, the Jews are allowed to eat, and the Goy is not allowed to eat.
If it's a Pilchus by a Goyish animal that a Goy went and killed or shechted or whatever, you're 100% right. But if a Jew shechted a kosher animal, and it's still mefarches, the Jew can call up to God, God came ahead, and they can both eat together from it. Now we're going to see in the Gemara in another moment that midrabanan, we don't eat from it.
For the guy is in the
that's only if it's, that's if the guy shechted it or the guy killed it, but if the yid shechted a kosher animal, that the yid is allowed to go and eat from it, then the guy is allowed to eat from it, because says Rashi, like immediately Yisrael Shari, if I eat, if it's kosher enough for a Jew, it's kosher enough for a non-Jew. So it comes.
Yeah, but my problem here is that it's not the Yid doing the Ishrita, it's the Goy doing the Ishrita.
I agree with you, and that was in the Yamad Aleph.
That's
why I said the Gemara is challenging. I never said it's going to be, it's not in Masechtas Brochas or Masechtas Megillah. This is heavy duty stuff. Anyway, getting back to Agamar Nochamal, Zokti Mar Nochamal, 5 lines before the wide lines, 7 lines. Why have you come to Jochabay, you're totally Yisrael? Umafachesen is still doing pirchus. Mitama tumas oichel, it has a status of an oichel, but not tumas nevela, but it's still alive. Eiv parish menek parish menachai. Oh, eiv menachai. That was like Rabbi Yochanan. Basa parish menek parish menachai. Basa menachai, like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Chizkiya. Viyosel ben meyoyach. Ben noyachanal and eat eiv menachai. Lefte lachish today tzanafshi. Even later on, 10 seconds later, an hour later, or a minute later, whatever, after yitzias neshama, so to speak, of this animal, still it will remain eiv menachai. Shachem ba'echad ha'roi ba'echad. What happened? He didn't do a full shechita. He only did one simon. And if it's abatum is oichel, it's not an oichel. Couldn't everybody hear Scottish? Nochra, if you hit it over the head, it doesn't have any tumor at all because it's still mafarches. Gesundheit. What happens if a goy shechted, but he didn't make it into a treifa? Now, what is that all about? Rashi says, for instance, he started shechting, and he shechted half of the kana. You all remember from the beginning of Perek Elu Treifas that for a kana to go and make an animal treif, how much do you need? You have to have roiv of the kana. He only did 50%. Gesundheit, 49%, 49.9, 50. But he didn't do 50.1. So it was not roif. So the animal is not a treif. Now the Yid sees that this animal has a partially severed kana. And what does he do? Pow! The gomri finishes. How's Ksheir? It's kosher because he finishes off the shechita. Shochet Yisrael. Maybe makim she oisa treifa, or maybe makim she ain oisa treifa. Uboy v'chom v'gomar shechita say, or v'gomar shechita say psul. What happens if the yid does a punk faket? He's the one that goes and severs it 50%, and now the goy finishes it off. Shechita psul because the shechita, the yitzias neshama, so to speak, of this animal was al yidei goy. The shechita is possible.
So shechita el b'sof, is that a?
Not dealing with shechita b'sof and shechita b'tchila. Shechita b'tchila b'sof is going to be machshava for instance for pickle and things of that nature. Here we're talking about when was the animal, when did it finally expire as a result of the shechita?
Until 50%,
the 51%. 50% is goodish. What happens if a person wants to go and eat from a piece of the flesh of an animal before it's takes an afshah? In other words, it's mefarchis. Why would a person want to do that? We'll see another 3-4 lines. Where's the doctor now? Because it's healthy, it's nourishing, because it still has blood in it. So a person wants to eat b'ayim kodesh shteitz nafsha. Choytech kizayis v'basim v'beis shchitasim. Umolcha yofi yofi madicha yofi yofi mamtanu achateitz nafsha v'oichloi. Echa v'chom v'yechon yisrael mutarmai. Person wants to eat this very nourishing piece of meat, nourishing the sense that it has a lot of blood in it, and blood is good for the metabolism, for the circulation, or whatever blood is good for in a body. So what happens? You should go and cut a piece of, not that you should, but if you want to, you can go and cut off a piece from the base shechita. The base shechita, that's where the blood is coming out, but it has not fully drained yet, because you're cutting it koidim shetetze nafsha. In other words, the animal is in the throat of, in the throes of spitting up all of its blood, regurgitating all of its blood, but it hasn't finished yet. It's koyim shetetze nafsha. It's still mefarchis, and he cuts a piece off of the base of shechita that is full of blood when you cut it, and he has to be molech yofi yofi. The reason why he has molech yofi yofi, because it's in fact so saturated with blood, you can't just do your normal melicha. You got to do a stronger melicha, and melech yofi yofi, you got to rinse it very well. Wait until I should take tenafsha. Don't eat it before yitzia. In other words, yitzia neshama, until this animal really dies. Why do you have to wait? I thought by even farchas you can go and eat from it. Zokt Rashi, we have adrosha that a yid is not allowed to eat from it if it's mafarchas. What? I heard all the time that shechit is enough. Shechit is enough. Zokt Rashi, that drosha is not a real drosha. It's only an asmachta bi'alma. Where's this Rashi? What are you talking about? So let's look quickly at the Rashi. Some zayin v'shteit in the Rashi. Who is the Rashi? Abhana,
the thin lines, in the thin lines.
You mean the narrow lines?
Yeah, the Shachat Yisrael, the Gomer Yofi Yofa, Yotim Basar Echad, Mamtin Lo Aisha Tetsin Afsha. The last two lines, the thin lines. Kinyan Bar Misos, Minayin Ocha Meim, but Kodim Shetetsin Afsha, Shu Belach Asa.
Fine, Shkoyach. So we're talking about the Rashi, the end of the narrow lines, beginning of the wide lines. Mamtin Lo Aisha Tetsin Afsha, Gesayin Yivar Misos, a Gemar Masech Sanhedrin, Minayin Ocha Meim, because you take Tetsin Afsha, Shu Belach Asa. You're over a lav. If the animal is still mafarchis, shenem leisoichlu al adam. They want to use leisoichlu al adam for a number of other drushes as well. But one of the drushes is, for instance, it says over there, dayonim are not allowed to go and eat on the day that they're paskening dine nefashis. Why not? Leisoichlu al adam. You're not allowed to eat on the day that you're going to have to chas shalom. So there was a story that was printed recently about the menahel in the Bisyankiv in Buru Park. Rabbi Ehrenreich, that sometime he liked a particular type of cake, a special rogolach or maybe cheesecake or whatever it was, and that one of his secretaries gave it to him and said, "Oh, Rabbi Ehrenreich, it's for you. I think it's Rabbi Ehrenreich. Anyway, it's for you to go and eat," and left it there. And then came back later in the day, it was still there. Why am you? Then at night, it was still there. What? How can we eat it today? He said, "Unfortunately, today we had the board had to get together to make a major decision to go, whether we should go and eject one of the girls from the Beis Yaakov. To go and eject a girl from the Beis Yaakov is mamish dina nefashis, because you don't know what's going to happen, chas v'shalom, for her and for future generations. Once she's thrown out of the school, she might not be accepted in any other school. A day like today, we're dan dina nefashis, I don't eat. He was fasting the whole day. Chose the Kovid Rush that a menal of his stature has and had for purposes of these are major, major decisions. Throwing out a child from the school, you may need to because the school, otherwise the whole class may be contaminated by this child. But
he has on the other hand, on the other hand, you know, that child's class is for her family.
Exactly. This is really deemed the fashion. It's a very, very hard decision.
Unfortunately, there's more bad stories than stories like that.
Anyway, but it's a dinner. Yeah. So that's what you also like. So just finishing off. That's not dear, right? It's a derbonin. Therefore, mizad ikra, then you're allowed to go and eat it. Even smafach, but derbonin nish. That's your beautiful story, Reb Simcha. What's all this on?
The boy went to yeshiva. Yeshiva.
Yeah.
He's thrown out.
Thrown out.
So the boy came shlagen to the yeshiva. Came to him and asked him for money.
Mm-hmm.
So get out of here. Mm-hmm. He said, you threw me out, but you put me for like 2 cents.
Yeah.
Don't have to shake. He said, I want money. Get out.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
but
is that the end of the story?
Yeah. Parenthetically?
Okay. Yes.
No. Norman Lamb said a good word once.
Uh-huh.
He said, be nice to your A students.
Yeah.
They're going to be professors and your yeshivas. Nice to B students. They're going to be your captains and lawyers. Nice to your C students, because they're the ones who are going to support the institution.
Very good. Beautiful. And we continue on. Zokti Morabait. So we're Haroitza, fourth line again. Haroitza Yochum Beim Akonish Tetz and Afshet still Mafarchis. Choyter Chesayis Vosim Beis Shchitosa. Mokhi Yofi Yofi Medichi Yofi Yofi Mokhi Tetz and Afshet. The Oichlein, you can eat it now. At your Tetz and Afshet. Once it's Yitzir and Shoma, everybody can eat it. Echad Yochumach Yisrael Mutarim Boy, and even a Goy would be able to eat from it by the fact that it's already a dead animal. Silent of Eden Baravin. A person who wants to go and really strengthen himself and eat nourishing foods. So you have a right that this was a practice that people would engage in if they want to eat nourishing food to go and strengthen their bodies. Good. We spoke about so much in our mission, our Gemara, about a yid who's shechting a behemoth tmeya, even though it's mafarchis. It's metamet tumas hoichlim and not tumas levelis. Freit Reb Lozer, what happens if you didn't do a kosher shechita? You did a shechita, but you didn't do a kosher job. Shabba, doris, b'mal. Remember back the first paragraph, we had it in five different ways. Hashehiyah, metat hadrasa, metat groma, metat rada, metat ikur. All those five ways that you can mess up in a shechita. So he meant well, but he was shehiyah. Shehiyah means that he waited. He didn't go do it the whole time. In the middle of the shechita, someone says, hey, you're shechting a pig. So he starts thinking, yeah, you're right, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're right. So he goes and takes a break, and then he continues on the shechita. So that's a shahab. Or doris ba means he didn't do it through the slicing, but he put pressure on it. Mao, it's not a good shechita. Omei hu saba. Who's the husaba? The avav and chule and the
Eliyahu.
So Barry's pointing out the toys on top of the avav and aleph that the yesh omrim that's referring to Eliyahu Navi. So what did that husaba say? Hachem Rav Yochanan, sricha hechsher shchita ki behemah tahira. It's not enough to go and do this hadrasa shehiyah shchita. It's got to be a hechsher shchita like a regular behemah tahira. It's got to be a real kosher shchita. The Gemara is bothered. What's the hechsher shchita? Even enough to say tzricha shchita ki behemah tahira. In other words,
it's mal yisa, right?
What's the hechsher? Means it's glad kosher, great kosher. What's my tip? Hechsher l'mayam Rav Shmuel. It's a medika sakin. Not only make sure don't do the shehiyah with hadrasa, but before you go and check this chazer, make sure to go in perfect shchita. Go and check it. Shouldn't have any pegimos. Shouldn't have any little holes and crevices. Nicks. Oh, it doesn't have any nicks, so it should be a good kosher shchita. Vayim and Rav Zera made Rav Sheshes. Ma'ushet Tatzel ala bluin shebesaycha. Oh, ho, 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 ho. You have this animal, which you was behemoth tameya, and you went and shechted it, and it's mefarchis, and before the animal was geshachten, it ate some tabas. It ate a tabas tahoira. It swallowed up a ring. Aha. So what's so vegetative? What are you talking about? So we had a sigya on early on in Masechet of Ayin Aleph about Tumah Belua. What's the din of Tumah Belua? Tumah Belua is that if you have a person, or the Habli have an animal who are alive and kicking, and they have inside their bodies a kli, and that person or that animal walks into an oil hames, The person will become tamei. The animal will become tamei because an animal cannot be mekabel tamei. But the person is going to become tamei, and the animal will be matzil. Not only the person, but the animal will be matzil on the ring inside. So the person will become tamei, but the ring inside of him in his belly does not become tamei. And if afterwards he comes out of the oil mess, and you're able to go and extract that ring, the ring will remain tohar. It doesn't have to go to mikveh. He's going to have shlish yishvi. He's going to have to go to mikveh, but not the ring. That's what the halach of tumah blua. And the same thing applies to an animal, that the ring inside the animal will not be tamei. Now the question is, what happens if the animal was inside this oil mess and it was mafarchis? So since it was mafarchis, it's not a totally alebidiki animal. But the other hand, it's not a totally dead animal.
Does tumah blua work or not?
Is it matzil on this ring that it should not become tumah, yes or no? If it was a live animal, it would certainly be matzil. If it was a dead animal, say in a vela, say if it was a shchuta, it would not be matzil. What about this limbo status? Amalei told him, Metamatumas Ochlin, Umatzelas! Rhetorically, he asked Velosh and Bitmia. We know it's Metamatumas Ochlin. Metamatumas Ochlin means that it's dead meat. I mean, if it's a live animal, it can't be Metamat.
Right.
So, Muzan, if it's dead meat, it's going to be Matzel. So, he told him now rhetorically, forget. Amalei, Ain't Metamatumas Nevelis. It's not dead, because it's not Metamatumas Nevelis. Veloy Tassel, why shouldn't it be Matzel? Obviously, it's alive if it's not Metamatumas Nevelis. So, Abaye says, Abaye, Ain't Matzelis ala Bluon, Shemetoichot, Metamatumas Ochlin. Since it has been a tumas oichlin, therefore it's considered to be dead. Since it's dead, it's not matzah.
That is insulation.
Yet says Abaye, Varoiva, what happens if you have a person who's totally insane? And he lives together with this animal which mefarchas. After all, the animal jerking around. Oh, this is my best partner. Let's go and live with the animal this time. What happens if he does that? He's over chas v'shalom. He's over an arroyus of living with a life. What happens if the animal is dead? A real dead animal. The person goes and lives with a dead animal. He didn't do anything. He's mishinga. But he wasn't over any iser arroyus because it's a dead animal. However, if it's roiv in our case, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because the animal is considered to be alive. To einemetametum is the male. It's a live animal. He's chayiv on revia. The chayiv on revia means, says Rashi, he gets misa if he did it b'mezid. I know this is an animal. I know it's improper. I know that the Torah says in achri mois kedoshim, you're not going to live with an animal. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because I am animalistic in character. He's chayiv. So what do I see ultimately? If he's chayiv misa, it must be that this animal is alive. If the animal is alive, how come it's not metame? How come it's not matzil on the tum inside? So Rashi, because Rabbi holds lechumra as a chumra. But really and truly, so this all ties into this yotzmachal chayil chalmeisa lebas. Is it alive? Is it dead? It's a shayla, and therefore you have to be machmir in both ways. But it's more on the side that it's alive. Because if it was more on the side that it's dead, you wouldn't be able to go and give this guy Misa if he did it amazing. So therefore, apparently, it's Taki, the animal's alive. But we're Machmir in the other direction, that it's not Matzel, Mishum, the Tumah, Beluah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zayin.